Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll start looking ahead to some of the other games coming up this weekend in the NFL. We'll get back into some college football in the noon hour as well. But Rodney DeBalsi from UGASports.com joins us every Friday at 11:40 to preview the upcoming Georgia football game tomorrow against Auburn. He always picks his walk-up music in relation to the matchup as well. And I think that one's pretty clear,
yeah.
Rodney.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, Jordan Hare at night, that is not a happy place for Georgia fans usually. Although Georgia's had some success there. Kirby Smart's won 8 in a row against them. But, I mean, heck, go back to that 2017 season.
Oh, no, we won't do that.
That's they got revenge at the SEC championship game.
Did.
But my point is.
Rod, what about the year where all you got to do is knock the damn ball down? Ball goes off the safety's chest. Into the ham hand. That was the year. That was a kick.
Same year.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. The prayer of Jordan Hare, Trey Matthews, Josh Harvey Clemens.
Yeah.
I think both of them wound up at Auburn, or at least one of them did.
They did. You're absolutely right.
Were you in on it, guys? You know, were you agents? You know, were you subverting us? You know, can we get the CIA in on this? But trigger Trey Matthews. It's been a minute, but it's there's bad memories there. And a lot of Georgia fans are very excited. They're like, oh, Auburn, we got them eight times in a row. We'll win again. I'm like, those 8 wins don't get you an automatic first down or a third down conversion.
Exactly.
They don't put points on the board. That doesn't mean jack to this team. So unless you can get to Jackson Arnold, you can win if you can get pressure on the quarterback, but you haven't been able to do it all year. You could win if you could cover Singleton, which you haven't been able to do when he was at Georgia Tech. If you could cover Cam over there, you'd be able to win, but you haven't been able to cover anybody all year. So I'm worried about Georgia's defense against an offense that is absolutely due. I know they didn't convert any third downs in the last game, but they've had 2 weeks to prepare. They're at home. They're going to be retiring Cam Newton's jersey, and that place is going to be absolutely sideways.
Oh, I didn't realize.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I remember early in the year they announced all that stuff kind of at once.
Yes.
They were claiming other national championships.
Yes, and they said they were retiring.
Hey, makes sense.
Rod, what you hearing on the injury front, especially on the offensive line?
I don't think Monroe Freely is going to be back for this game.
Okay.
I think you're going to have Bo Hewley over there, 2 true freshmen on the right side, and Big Micah Morris. He got banged up, but he should be fine. And Drew Bobo has been an absolute stalwart guy there in the center. So it'll be their, 6th game and 6 different offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually been a strength for Georgia. I know we were worried about it, and you've got to be nervous with those 2 true freshmen, but Georgia's been able to run the ball, and they've been able to give Gunnar Stockton time. So I'm not worried about the offense as much as I am the defense in this game.
If you were going to get a pass rush, Roddy, though, I know that it hasn't happened so far this year, but I mean, Auburn has allowed Jackson Arnold to get sacked repeatedly. He got sacked 10 times by Oklahoma. Like, is this kind of the last time that we wonder where it is? Like, if it doesn't show up tomorrow, then Georgia probably just doesn't have a pass rush?
Yeah, this is the litmus test. This is the gimme. If you can't get past this offensive line, people were making fun of them saying the offensive line actually lost the game in the bye week. You know, the Auburn fans know how bad that offensive line is, but Georgia's. You got one sack from your defensive front last week for the first time, and it was Ogboko on the second string. So Jordan Hall hasn't been able to get back there. Christian Miller, Quintavious Johnson, Gabe Harris, they're not racking up. Not only are they not getting sacks, they're not even getting quarterback hurries, or quarterback pressures. So you can't get to the quarterback with those four. So
you got to bring people.
But in other words, you're right. This is your best chance. If you don't get it this week, if you don't get to it multiple times, then just you're going to have to completely change your scheme. And I think Georgia realizes that. I think they realized that it's not going to be game six where they realize they don't have a pass rush. They know they don't, so I expect them to scheme around it, at least if at all possible.
Hey, Roddy, where do you think this offense can be if, say, for instance, because last week Gunner throws the interception, where do you think they could be if he would take more risks?
Outhouse or penthouse, as Coach Dunn always says. We've been dying for him to take more shots downfield. And when he does, you saw what happened in that Tennessee game. They put up 44 points. And against Kentucky, they put up 35 in three quarters. Kirby called off the dogs, and I don't even think the starters made it into the fourth quarter. So, they could score 45 points a game. Just think about it. You can obviously run the ball, but with Chauncey Bowens, the way he's come on, Nate Frazier, we knew could be like all SEC. So you've got two great backs, plus Pete, who's fast, and Cash Jones, who could convert third downs. Then you've got Zachariah Branch, who's absolutely incandescent with the ball. So Colby Young should be a leading receiver. Dylan Bell scores three touchdowns last week. So you've got good skill guys. Gunnar Stockton gets you into the right plays. He makes the right decisions most of the time. And you saw that first drive last week. He ran it three times, and with a running quarterback, if he gets 50, 60 yards a game converting third downs, you can keep the ball away from the other team, and you can put it into the end zone. So you should be able to score, 42 points a game, 38 points a game. And I think if you kind of let Gunner Stockton uncork it a little bit more, let him take a few more chances, you're gonna be there. You're going to put up those points because you have to have those explosive plays to go along with the six-yard run, 3-yard run, 5-yard run. You've got to be able to move the chains, change the field position. But that's not who Kirby is. He likes ball control. He doesn't like to take risks.
Right.
And he also knows that if you take chances like you did against Kentucky, you uncork one down the field, you turn it over, you may not get the ball back because your defense can't stop people. So it's he knows he only's going to get about maybe 7-8 possessions a game. He's not going to get 11 or 12, so you've got to make the most of what you have and be absolutely confident that you're not going to turn it over. So he's told that to Gunner Stockton, and you see Gunner Stockton is very, very careful with the ball.
Yeah.
He only had one turnover all year.
Yeah. That's you kind of answered my question there, but with all the capabilities of big plays, and you've seen it here and there, and obviously you need it given what the defense has shown to be, but then you're not doing it as much. Like, is the disconnect, and again, you kind of answered it there with Kirby's mentality, but is it Gunner's kind of scared to let it rip? Is Bobo kind of dialing it up like that? Is Kirby telling him where is that disconnect?
Kirby. Mm. No, this is my opinion from as an outsider looking in. I know Gunner Stockton covered him since he was knee high. He loves to uncork the ball. He loves to toss it down the field. He loves to throw it, and he loves to run it. If it was him, he'd be calling 9 routes across the board. Let's go 4 verticals and just see what happens. Mike Bobo, and remember, the knock on Mike Bobo was throwing it too much back in the day. That's why they started making the hats. Run the damn ball, Bobo. Mike wants to throw it. Mike loves big plays. Mike loves drawing that stuff up, So, but you do what the head coach says. Right. And people will sometimes accuse me of defending Mike Bobo, and I'm like, look, I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care if Mike Bobo's here or not, but I guarantee you that there's a man on the headset. If Mike calls a play that he doesn't like, he's going to tell Mike, no, not that one. It goes through Kirby Smart. That's why he's the only one that talks to the media. He's the only one who signs off on who they recruit. I mean, it all goes through Kirby Smart. So if there's an identity to the offense or the defense, it comes from the head guy. And he knows his defense is a weakness. He knows he's only going to get so many possessions. So he's going to be very careful with what they do. And it's not going to be, hey, let's just every time they take a chance or have a penalty and they get behind the sticks, Georgia's not been a great team on third down.
Right.
So he wants to be ahead of the sticks. With, if that means they calling a screen to Zachariah Branch and picking up five, he will call that 50 times a game because a 5 yards positive momentum, that means I'm looking at second five or a third and two, and I'm going to take that every time instead of a 16-yard pass that may or may not work out.
Hey, Rod, didn't we sign a receiver from Texas A&M?
Yeah.
Is he playing?
He is. And here's the crazy thing. He had 30 snaps in the game against Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was their Noah Thomas is their leading receiver last year. He's really good. But here's the thing. He's not better than Colby Young. He's right. Not better than Dylan Bell. He's not better than London Humphreys. Right. He's not better than Zachariah Branch.
You didn't know that when you gave him all that bread to come over to Athens?
I don't know that you gave him that much, but you did give him some. So yeah, but you also you spent a lot on Colby. You spent a lot on Zachariah Branch. And remember, not only did you bring in Zachariah, but you brought in his brother Zion. So,
right.
You know, those have been good. But everyone keeps saying, "Where's Noah Thomas?" I'm like, well, he's on the team and he's playing. He's got 30 snaps. But who are you taking out to put him in? Now, he is an Auburn killer. If you go back and look at Texas A&M against the Auburn game, well, he torched them. So, okay. And that's got to be – if you're a Georgia fan, you got to be a little excited about the fact that Auburn's had trouble in their secondary as well. So this should be, you know, when you look at them trying to cover Zachariah Branch or Colby Young or Noah or London, you got to like Georgia's chances there. Just got to hope that Bo Hewley and Ron Gadsden can give him time to throw.
What do you think? Because I mean, look, obviously Cam's going to get his jersey retired. It's a night game for Auburn at home. You know the atmosphere is going to be great to start. But I also think, just kind of with the state of things right now, Georgia gets off to a quick start. I think the vibe could shift pretty quickly. What would a loss in this game? That would be three in a row for Hugh Freeze. What would that do for him and that fan base?
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The fan base would turn on him. I mean, this would be a signature win. Right. This would be a proof of concept game for them. And they can point to the other two losses and say, look, we're on the road against top 10 teams. We brought in another top 10 team. We had them at home. We beat them. Stick with me. This is working. I've proven it. I just beat, you know, Kirby Bloody Smart, you know, two-time national championship winner, multi-SEC championship winner. And we had him at our house and we beat him. So stick with me. And it'll buy him a lot more. But 0-3, it's indefensible. At Auburn, it's absolutely indefensible. So this could be they need this game way more than Georgia does. But Georgia's also has an SEC loss, and if they lose, now they're looking at 1-2. I mean, 2-2. It would be that's tough to get into the playoffs, knowing that you got Ole Miss coming to town, who's going to be really good. You got to face Texas. You got to beat Mississippi State, who looks good. Florida just knocked off Texas. So, I mean, this is a must-win for Georgia as well. But it's this is a, I don't say a career ender, but definitely a tenure-ending game at Auburn if they lose.
Roddy, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Rod.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Roddy Nabalsi there, UGASports.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.